I would like to begin with how change can provide new opportunities. It's official, spring is here. And as winter gives way to spring, change is necessary if growth and renewal are to take place in nature. A process that produces results we can all enjoy and experience. And just like nature, we must be open to change and not be afraid of it. For when we stop changing, we too will stop growing. As Max Dupree advises, when you can't change the direction of the wind, adjust your sails. We cannot become what we need to be by remaining what we are. People hate change, yet it's the only thing that brings growth. There is nothing so permanent as change. So now is the perfect time to spring into action and be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And don't forget to fill it with every kind of happy. Students are headed for the finish line. Yes, it's already the fourth quarter in all schools, and soon children will be off for the summer, wondering how they will spend their time. Heading for the finish line in school is very much like being in a basketball or hockey playoff situation. Students have practiced and prepared for this school year, and now it is time to finish the school year strong. Why is a strong finish important? A strong finish will have children feeling confident about the goals achieved this year and motivated when it is time to begin the new school year. This is also a great time for parents to begin the discussion regarding plans in preparation for the summer months ahead. It has been proven that children work best when involved in play and when they can exercise their passion with a sense of purpose. I have always advocated for children to attend a summer camp. I am just hoping that summer camps will be available once again this year. For summer camps not only help children with direction and purpose, but provide additional opportunities to grow socially, emotionally, intellectually, physically, and spiritually. Great camps provide a safe and supervised environment for children to take risks and to engage in activities that truly interest them. With so many camps to choose from, it is equally important that parents take the time to discuss with their child the possibilities that each has to offer. Camps can be as basic as a local YMCA camp or a church camp to camps that specialize in and address a particular skill or talent. The important message here is for children to have fun and continue to grow and develop throughout these summer months. Here are a few suggestions you might want to consider. Take the time to discuss with your child his passions and interests, talents, or skills that might be pursued during the summer months. Research each camp to understand what it offers and how it corresponds to your child's individual needs and goals. Ask other parents about camps their children may have attended or can recommend. Look for a friend to join a camp together with your child. It is always fun to do things together, and parents can share transportation issues. Older children can attend a leadership executive camp, volunteer as a camp counselor, or volunteer their time with a business that aligns with their future career goals. All final decisions should reflect a joint agreement between child and parent. According to John Maxwell, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. I want you to know we are in the business of supporting parents and encouraging children during this time. Please reach out to me with any additional questions or comments you may have. And please remember, the best is still yet to come.